You are listening to the Outright Action International podcast, sharing stories of LGBTIQ people everywhere.
Hi, good morning. This is Rishima Quattro, Communications Officer at Outright Action International. I'm here today with Nita Lubnova from Destivia Youth LGBT Action from Bulgaria. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we have the pleasure of having her today, and we are here to talk a little bit about what the situation is like facing LGBTIQ people in Bulgaria. So I guess I'll first start. Many of our audience listeners might not know. So what is the situation like? You know, what is the social impact? How do people navigate their way being LGBT in Bulgaria?
So Bulgaria is Eastern Europe, and it used to be part of the... considered to be part of the Soviet Union, and before this it was part of the Ottoman Empire. So it's a very conservative country. Most of the people are very macho and very quite homophobic, but in the last couple of years we are facing quite a lot of progress. And also on behalf of the LGBTQ people, we're becoming more and more active in our actions, and we're becoming more and more visible. So, like, for example, in 2008 we had our first Pride, and on this first Pride we had 100 people, and a lot of attacks and a lot of violence, including cocktails, Molotov. It was very dangerous. But last year, in 2016, we had more than 2,500 people.
Wow.
No violence. It was just a celebration. And we are actually right now preparing the 10th anniversary of Sofia Pride, which is going to be on the 10th of June.
So I guess this one is going to be a big one.
Yes, we are expecting more than 3,000 people. Hopefully, well, our target is 10,000, but...
Do you anticipate that it will follow the peacefulness that came last year, that there won't be any kind of pushback?
I hope so, although we have right now a coalition, a new government, which is a coalition of the... also including the far-right movement in Bulgaria, so we might have some problems. I hope no, but we'll see.
I hope no too.
Yeah.
We'll definitely be looking forward to hearing from you and seeing the pictures from the celebrations that come on that day.
Of course, yeah.
So I was wondering, you're a lawyer as well as an activist, so could you tell us about some of the policies that are in place that kind of hinder LGBTIQ people from accessing all of their basic rights, and if there have been any kind of progresses that have been made at the legislative level?
Sure. So we have a basic non-discrimination law, which also includes non-discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. This is since 2004, when Bulgaria was entering the European Union, and this was one of the requirements for entering the EU. But besides this, we don't have anything else. So we don't have, we have a constitutional ban on same-sex marriages. We don't have civil unions, neither for different sex couples nor for same-sex couples. We don't have hate crimes even in the legislation. So what my organization and I personally, we are doing is we are using the tools of the Council of Europe and the European Union in order to change the legislation of the country, and also we are using the European Court of Human Rights. So it's a couple of settings. We are trying to sue the country with the European Court of Human Rights and press it in this way to accept some kind of recognition of same-sex families. Then we are having the European Commission projects with the European Commission to try to press the country and put penalties for not complying with the EU legislation for hate crimes and for not recognizing the partners of same-sex partners as being legitimate, and then the European Parliament as an instrument as well. And so far, what we did is we're having right now 3 cases pending before the European Court of Human Rights, and they will possibly bring a positive change in the civil unions legislation. And at the end of 2015, with a case that I was litigating personally, Bulgaria became one of the few countries in the European Union recognizing refugees, giving refugee status on the basis of sexual orientation.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. We're very proud with this. And right now we are in a process of advocating for hate crimes, and we're already in contact with all the police departments and working actively with them. And now it's turn for the Ministry of Interiors.
Well, I wish you the best of luck on that, and I think, you know, it's a great avenue in which you're taking this to the European Court of Human Rights and taking it above the country itself, because, you know, you can always bring change from the outside and change from the top down. So I was wondering if you could give us also a little bit of information about the work that you do with your youth organization.
We started like youth organization in 5 years ago in 2012, and we still have one part of the organization which is working with youth, and we're providing consultancy, like psychological consultations to LGBTQ youth, which is who is on the way to come out in front of their parents, or just to work and to have somebody to talk to. We also provide online assistance if they don't want to show up to the meetings. And there is, and we are right now in process for preparing to open the LGBTQ youth center. I hope it's gonna work.
Me too.
Yeah. And in general, we have a lot of work with going to schools and to universities and talking to different people, including teachers. But it's still very difficult to go into schools with this topic. It's very difficult on behalf of the directors of the schools to let us inside. So we are trying to go around and make it more broad and talking about human rights as a whole and not only focusing on LGBTQ rights. Otherwise, we won't be let inside.
Yeah, that's always a good avenue to do it.
Yeah.
Right? Because at the end of the day, we're just talking about the universality of human
yes,
rights.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Have you found that there are particular issues that impact LGBTIQ youth that are more fundamental to this like demographic than it is to the broader LGBTIQ community?
I'm not sure. I mean, it's. I think LGBTQ youth in the last couple of years is becoming more active, and actually during the Pride event especially, you could see more youth than like people at their 30s, and it's the youth population which is taking actions and volunteering, but the problem is a lot of the Bulgarian youth is also moving outside of Bulgaria and mm-hmm. going to the West for their studies and or their work, and so this makes it a bit different in terms of like social context, I think. But we don't have that active like youth advocates that can go on the scene and talk about their out loud about their story. I think there is still fear or I don't know what the reason is, because here everybody is talking about the youth ambassadors and storytelling, and we're still missing this in Bulgaria.
You know, when there is so much social pressure to conform, and there aren't legislative protections for people who are LGBTIQ, oftentimes that's what silences so many people.
Yeah,
right?
It's
fear of retribution.
Yeah,
and true. I see that all around the world. Like, you know, I think about Thailand, I think about the Philippines, and I was talking to someone the other day, and they were saying the same thing, that there aren't that many youth that are coming out, either because they're moving away, because mm-hmm. it's easier and safer for them to be LGBTIQ yeah. elsewhere, or there's just no space for them to be advocating.
Yeah, sure.
So if you, if there was one takeaway message that you wanted people to hear about the situation facing LGBTIQ people in Bulgaria and the work that you do, what would that be?
Well, I'm pretty sure that in the next couple of years, Bulgaria could become one of the champions on LGBTQ rights. I'm very optimistic about this. We have problems, of course, as every country, as every place in the world, and we have violence toward LGBTQ people, but this can change.
Well, that is a very hopeful message indeed. Thank you so much for being here with us today, and I look forward to hearing all about Sophia Pride in the next few weeks.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. To hear more stories, subscribe to our podcast series on Outright Radio, discussing human rights for LGBTIQ people everywhere. For more information, visit outrightinternational.org.